प्रभा ले बाबा को साथ, उठो रे प्रिय आत्मन, जागो हे प्रिय आत्मन, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, फरिश्तों के संग संग बाबा है पधारे, प्रीतम से कर मिलन, जागो आत्मन, उठो आत्मन, आई रे प्रभा।
ओम शांति। The fortune of belonging to Baba. At Amrit Vela, since you get up, you remain merged in God's love. Spiritual love wakes you up. Your daily routine is started by God's love. If there is no love, then you cannot get up. God's love is the alarm for you. The alarm of love awakens you. Throughout the day, every action is performed by godly company. How fortunate you are that the Father Himself comes all the way from supreme abode to teach you. Did you ever heard that God comes every day to teach from His abode? The souls may come from very, very far, but there is no country far from Paramdham. Is there any country, America, Africa, far away from Paramdham? Paramdham is the highest abode out of all. From the highest abode, highest God comes to teach the highest children. Do you feel that? How much lucky you are? He gives the Srimad for every action in the form of Sadguru and also gives the company. He doesn't give the advice only but gives the company too. What songs do you sing? Are you with me or far away? If you listen something, you listen by God teacher. And if you eat, then you also eat with Bab Dada. If you eat alone, it is your fault. The Father always says, eat with me. You children also have done the promise. We will live together, eat together, drink together, sleep together and walk together. You have not to sleep alone even. If you sleep, if you fall asleep alone, then bad dreams or bad thoughts in dream will come. But the Father has so much love that He always says, don't sleep alone. And sleep with me. So you wake up with Father, you eat together, you sleep together, and if you walk together. A woman came to a psychiatrist and she said to him, can you do something for my husband? He has a problem of snoring loudly. And he is a military man. He doesn't come home every night because he's so busy. But whenever he comes, he makes our sleep disturbed. He doesn't allow any one of us to sleep because his snoring is like a roar of a lion. And one more thing, only when he sleeps on the right side, he snores. So what to do? Can you suggest something? The psychiatrist says, goes to psychologist. The psychologist hears the story out. He says, okay, so it's only when He sleeps on the right side. This happens, right? The woman says yes. So do one thing. The next time he comes and he sleeps on his right and starts snoring, whisper into his ears, left turn, and see what happens. She says, but he is deep asleep. How will he hear what I say? But he does this, she does the same. So she goes home. The husband has come, sleeping on the right, and the husband is snoring. She goes and says and whispers in his ears, left turn, and he immediately turns left and the snoring stops. So when we sleep, we are carrying patterns within ourselves, the deep rooted sanskars. This is an army man, a military person, so he is used throughout the day, right turn and left turn. So even in the deep stage of sleep, the deep rooted sanskar is working. So whatever we do throughout the day, that consciously, unconsciously becomes the part of the subconscious mind. Baba says, the moment you wake up, remember who awakens you. Throughout the day, you eat. If you eat alone, it is your fault. If you sleep alone, it is your fault. If you walk alone, it is your fault. You walk and you fall down and then you say, where is God? You sleep and then you miss Amritvela and then you say, oh, why this happened? You eat and then you fall sick and you say, oh, why this happened? Everything what we do throughout the day should be with God. There are two modes of living, minus God and plus God. Minus God living, life is miserable. Minus God means life is stress, tension, worry, disturbance, a long drawn out series of melancholy. Plus God living means you live with joy, you live with bliss, you live with blessings. You are comfortable. So plus God living and minus God living, the two modes of living. Minus God means there's a darkness. You become black hole. Am I living with God? There's a book in English. They lived with God. Disciples of Sri Ramakrishna wrote this book. They lived with God. Disciples of disciples wrote this book. The first generation of disciples. They lived with Sri Ramakrishna. Those 5, 12, including Vivekananda. So, disciples of disciples wrote this book about those first generation. They lived with God. Do we live with God? Do we wake with Him? Do we sleep with Him? Do we eat with Him? Do we walk with Him? Do we work with Him? To what extent He has penetrated our being? In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, talk within your own heart. Talk within your own heart. Talk with yourself. These things should get merged in your heart. These things of God, this God consciousness. So Amrit Vela is the best time for that. After the night's restful sleep, you wake up fresh, alive, rejuvenated, energized, invigorated, to begin a new start, to begin a new jump into the ocean, into the unknown ocean of life. So how powerful the start should be. How powerful the first thought should be. How powerful the drishti, the vritti, smriti should be. In today's blessing of Sakar Murli, Baba said everything should be according to Farman. Means order. Divine dictates, divine commandments. If you do everything according to Farman, then gradually you will not have any Arman, any desires. Even if you have desire for success or effort, it shows that you have some hidden Arman, some hidden desire. So every act should be in sync with Srimad, order, Akya. So the day starts with Amrit Vela. Yesterday is Sakar Murli. What time the Amrit Vela starts? After 1 o'clock. And what time we are waking up? Prabhat. So the Prabhat starts early in the morning. Those 3 hours should become power charged, electrified. For that, your sleep should be restful. How do you go to sleep? There's one method or meditation where they teach, just keep on chanting one word at the time of sleep. Which word? Witness, 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 Sakshi, Sakshi, and Sakshi. So when you go to sleep, just see everything as drama. Every bit of thing that happened today is just a play. Witness, 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 and go off to sleep. So the moment you wake up, the first word would be witness. Let that word sink so deep within. And also practice this witnessing throughout the day. Just like that soldier. Left turn. So he turned left. Witness. Witness, witness. Everything that is happening on this world stage is a play. Baba said, Mandva, in today's Sakar Murli. A big stage. Everything. The stars, the moon, the sun, the souls. The grand show is on. The orchestra is getting played. The show is going on. enjoy it. So when you sleep at night, keep on chanting one word, witness, 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 and go to sleep. As if you see everything as drama, you see everything as a picture, as a movie, and you are detached from it. Yogi means someone who is so strong and so powerful that no negativity can ever touch Yogi's mind. No impurity can ever touch Yogi's mind. No disturbance can ever shatter Yogi's internal stage. He remains unscathed, unruffled, undisturbed, unpuzzled, nonplussed. So at Amrit Vela, wake up with powerful thoughts. Who woke me up? See him. He is there. He is God. You know what are the powers of God? You have taken him quite lightly, I think. We all. God is a very powerful person. He is almighty. He can do anything. That's what people believe. In Bible it is said that God created this earth. Everything that you see, who has created? God. Day and night, who created? God. So he is powerful. So the supreme power is with me. I am not alone. When I walk, the supreme power follows me. When I walk, the cloud protects me. So Amrit Vela is a time to create elevated thoughts, to move into the elevated consciousness. Baba said Paramdham is the highest. Amrit Vela is a time to move to that field of existence, to come out from this field of the earth, to come out from this earthly forces, and to enter into that highest force, super divine force, to break all these tamapradhan vrittis and to enter into the highest vrittis. So Amrit Vela is a time for that. How awake, how alert we remain. Every act, life should be a series of alertness, bit to bit alertness, moment to moment alertness, mindfulness. You are alert all the time. Now you are sitting here. If you just focus on the chirping of the birds, it creates calmness. You don't miss anything. So walking alertness, that is known as mindful walking. When you walk, walk with alertness. Don't miss anything. Listen everything. The buzz that passes by, the chirping of birds, any voices, everything, and move with absolute alertness. When you sleep, sleep with alertness. When you eat, it should be intuitive eating with perfect alertness. What is it? What I am eating? Body is hungry or mind is hungry? More often than not, it is the mind which is hungry, never the body. Body in fact is never hungry. Because this body doesn't require anything from outside. Except soul, nothing is needed for the body to move, to work. Except soul, no foreign nutrition is required for the body. So every time you eat, let it be conscious eating, let it be wakeful eating, let it be mindful eating rather than doing mindless, unconscious eating. Be absolutely alert and mindful. So mindful eating, mindful sleeping, mindful walking, mindful talking, mindful drinking. Even if you drink water, Let it be mindful drinking. Ask, am I really thirsty? Who is thirsty? The mind or body? More often than not, it is the emotional thirst. It is body thirst is very less. Body can derive water from air. Human photosynthesis. Air has got everything. You can derive water even just from air. So let everything be mindful. Life itself should become a series of mindfulness, total alertness, wakefulness. So Baba says at Amrit Vela, just revise, just let yourself know who is with you, who woke you up. Get intoxicated. Let this spiritual intoxication enter deep within you. Deep intoxication. God is waking me up. And one more thing. At Amrit Vela, get totally, totally soul conscious. I am a point. God is point. All souls are point. This is the world of points, dots. That is also the world of points. I drop this world of dots and I enter into that world of dots. I take power from the dot and I give power to the world of dots. In one of the Murlis, Avyakt Murli, Baba said, this is the only seva to take powers, shakti, from the son of knowledge and to give power to the souls. Rest all the sevas are just nimitta. This is the only seva. Importance of point. Take power from the supreme point. Take power from the son of knowledge and give that power to all the souls. This is the only seva. Rest everything is nimitta matra. This is the only powerful seva. At Amrit Vela become point. Get totally focused here and put a point to everything that happened till now in life. Put a full stop. Become point. Become a dot. Become an infinitesimal. Drop and move away from this world. Drop the soil consciousness, the mud consciousness, and enter into this new world, which is the world of dots, where the supreme dot is sitting, and take all the powers from him or get merged in that dot, and then take power and give power to the world. This is the real seva. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. At Amrit Vela, since you get up, you remain merged in God's love. Spiritual love wakes you up. Your daily routine is started by God's love. If there is no love, then you cannot get up. God's love is the alarm for you. The alarm for love awakens you. Throughout the day, every action is performed by godly company. How fortunate you are that the Father Himself comes all the way from Supreme Abode to teach you. Did you ever heard that God comes every day to teach from His abode? The souls may come from very, very far, but there is no country far from Paramdham. Is there any country, America, Africa, far away from Paramdham? Paramdham is the highest abode out of all. From the highest abode, highest God comes to teach the highest children. Do you feel that how much lucky you are? He gives the Srimad for every action in the form of Sadguru and also gives the company. He doesn't give the advice only, but gives the company too. What song do you sing? Are you with me or far away? If you listen something, you listen by God teacher. And if you eat, then you also eat with Bab Dada. If you eat alone, it's your fault. The father always says, eat with me. You children also have done the promise, we will live together, eat together, drink together, sleep together and walk together. You have not to sleep alone even. If you fell asleep alone, then bad dreams or bad thoughts in dreams will come. But the father has so much love that he always says, don't sleep alone. You sleep with me. So you wake up with father, you eat, eat together, you sleep, sleep together, even if you walk, walk together. Om Shanti.
जाग